producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning. I am Leon Francis, your host of the Common Sense Club for this 8 o'clock hour in sunny Southside Fargo in the studios here. It is a beautiful, beautiful 56 degrees here in Fargo, and out in Tioga is 45, Williston 47, 51 in Minot, and in Bismarck it is 60 beautiful, beautiful degrees. Over on the Minnesota side, 53 in Fergus Falls, 51 in Fauston, Breckenridge 53, and in Crookston it is 51 beautiful degrees. I want to welcome you to the Common Sense Club, 855-200-1776. That's the number to call. Get you live on air and into the conversation this morning. Couple of things that are on my mind this morning. One, the NDSU student that is missing right now. Now, the latest on that is no foul play is suspected. I don't know if I believe that, the police now, they're looking south of campus in the Red River. They have expanded their search for this 18-year-old North Dakota State University freshman. He's been missing since early Saturday. They have police dogs and officers and firefighters canvassing the area, a couple of blocks south of NDSU, where Tommy Bearson, and he's from Sartell, Minnesota. This is where he was last seen, a couple of blocks south of NDSU. Now, this story, I mean, you hear about stories like this, and it just kind of leaves you scratching your head. We've had kind of a rash of missing persons here in the past couple of months. So whatever you, if you have any information, please contact either the NDSU campus security or the Fargo Police Department. But with any information on this, Bearson is 6 feet tall, 155 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. He was last seen wearing a baseball hat, blue Sartell High School track and field shirt with khaki pants. Now, yesterday, Fargo police said that up to this point, they've actively searched all the areas that they believe he could have been. And they are expanding south of 8th Avenue North now. And he was seen about 3:40 a.m. Saturday in the 800 block of 14th Street North. That's the last place that he was seen. And now they're out there. They're searching, actively searching. If you have any info on, his whereabouts, if you've seen him, if you say, hey, I know that guy, he's in the cities, blow it off a little steam or whatever. And I'm hoping that's what happened. But if you have any information, even if you don't think that it's pertinent, just give the NDSU Police Department a call, 701-231-8998. Or you can text a tip to 701-526-6006. So make sure that if you have any info on this case, you call that number, or you can text a tip to 701-526-6006. So The way the show sets up today, we're going to have Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum on. I have a very interesting story to speak with them about, to discuss with them. And I also want your input. And as soon as I go through my show sheet here, I'm going to ask you a question, and it's meant to pick your brain. I want to see what you think about this. I heard this last night on Bill O'Reilly, and I just want to float it by the Common Sense Club to see how you feel about it. 855-217-76, extension 2. I get you live on air and into the conversation. We're going to have the University of Mary Campus Ministry Director Ed Konechka to talk about their partnership with the Bismarck Catholic Diocese and the upcoming Thirst conference that's going to be held on campus. So make sure you tune in for that. That's at 8:30. We're also going to have the Eddy County Sheriff, Brandon. He's going to join us in our Bismarck studios to talk about getting cleared of the child abuse charges by a jury last week. And I know a little bit about this case. I think it's ridiculous that this guy was, a year and a half he's fighting this thing. Something that should have never even been brought to the courts, in my opinion. He's out like $30,000+. Family is just wrecked. And for what? I sometimes, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. Scott and Todd are going to interview Brandon. But I sometimes wonder, when we are talking, especially when we're talking about child abuse and this whole thing, it's a huge discussion being had now. How much actual damage is done from maybe swatting a kid on the backside versus ripping a family apart and dragging them through the mire for a year and a half and $30,000? I mean, if you're looking at it like a cost benefit analysis sheet, is the cost warranted? I mean, I sit and I think about, a squat on the butt versus a family disrupted and in financial ruins. I just don't see it. And maybe it's something that I'm missing. Maybe you guys can help me out on that. I just don't see it. I don't see it as being beneficial to anyone involved, and I'm not going to say any more about that. I'm going to let Brandon come on and tell his story. I just think it's sad. It's sad in this day and age. You have to second guess everything you do if you're a parent. It blows my mind. Anyway, the question I have for you, and there's a ton of stories. I'm going to ask Blanquita and Ellen this question. Last night, I'm watching Bill O'Reilly, and he proposes hiring mercenaries to deal with our ISIS problem. Now, I heard Scott Hannon, we were on our conference call this morning. Scott Hannon says, ISIS is actually recruiting petroleum engineers to work in their oil holdings. And I don't know if you know, but these guys, they have like $2 billion, $2 billion with a B, $2 billion in oil and gold and, equipment and money from banks that they've taken over. They are, and for the folks out there that are living in Rio Linda, this is not just your ragtag Al-Qaeda army, a bunch of people running around in the desert with RPGs and a couple of AK-47s. No, these folks see themselves as an actual Islamic State, and they have banks, they have oil fields, they have gold, they have money, they have a standing army. They delivered the Iraqi army a crushing crushing defeat last night. Hundreds are missing, and if their modus operandi holds true, those hundreds that are missing are going to be marched off into a desert and basically ritually decapitated or executed. That's what's going to happen. But so they marched in the army base in Iraq's western Anbar province and laid siege to it. And they, I mean, the army there, the Iraqi army was absolutely no match. And, you know, they were overrun and ISIS, you know, claimed the victory. Bill O'Reilly says that we should train mercenaries. They will be trained by our guys in special forces. But they would be highly paid to do this. I'm going to discuss this with Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum and you on the other side of this break. 855-200-1776, extension 2. Get you into the conversation. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. Katie Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. Katie Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We're back. back. We're back here in sunny Southside, Fargo, Flag, a family radio. I am your host of the Common Sense Club, Leon Francis, and my two guests are Blankita Cullum and Ellen Ratner. Want to bounce a couple of ideas off of their heads. They're chock full of common sense, as I say every morning. Blankita, Ellen, are you there? Okay. Well, to expand on my last night, Bill O'Reilly, he has this idea, and you know, Bill O'Reilly is wont to, you know, ranting and that sort of thing, but you know, last night I thought he had a brilliant, brilliant point on hiring mercenaries to help fight this war on terror. So he suggests a 25,000 member force that we would call the anti-terror army, and it would be a bunch of elite fighters who would be well paid, well trained, and they would defeat terrorism or terrorists all over the world. And so, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm doing, like, I'm multitasking, and I hear him say that, and so I turn and I start taking it in. The fighters would be recruited by us and trained on U.S. soil by American Special Forces and the U.S. Army rules of engagement and the Geneva Convention would all be followed. That would be applied. America would be in charge of who makes the cut, where they're deployed, and American and NATO officers would lead the mercenary army. America would provide logistical support also. Blankita, are you there?
I am. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, Blankita. So last night I'm listening. I'm watching O'Reilly. I'm doing like a ton of other things as I'm wont to do, kind of multitasking. Maybe it's my ADHD. I don't know. But then I hear him bring up this point about hiring mercenaries and training mercenaries to fight the war on terror. Did you hear that last night? Did you watch O'Reilly last night?
Well, you know, I'm in California, so I missed it. I wanted to watch it, but I my timing was a little screwed up. So you need to plug me in on that.
Okay, so last night, and you know, military experts, they're saying that we have no hope of defeating ISIS without significant ground forces. We can't bomb them and hope to defeat them. So Bill O'Reilly wanted to hire mercenaries. He suggested a 25,000 member force. And he said, you know, they'll be called the anti-terror army. They'd be elite fighters who would be trained here in the U.S. by our special forces, and the army rules of engagement and the Geneva Convention would all be followed. They'd be highly paid. We would be in charge of who makes the cut and where they're deployed. American and NATO officers would lead this army, and America would provide logistical support. Now, this army would be able to take on terrorists worldwide, but the first forces that we would roll out would be put in places like Iraq and Kurdistan and places like that. We would pay them, and countries that wanted to use this army would have to foot the bill. But we would have a standing army to fight terrorism wherever it would raise its ugly head. I wanted to know what you thought about that.
Well, you know, that's kind of an interesting concept. The problem is, you know, who's going to pay him more? It's like if I say I'm going to pay you $50 to do something and then another person says, well, yeah, that sounds good. Don't hurt me. I'll pay you $100. I'll pay $150. So you don't really have their loyalty. You have their paycheck. There's a difference. And right now what's happening with ISIS is a concept. a philosophy with a lot of people that are engaging in it based upon loyalty, a desire to do something that is really a terrorist against us, but because it's based in hatred or religion or whatever, which is a lot more significant than money. And if people are going to get involved, or countries are going to get involved, in my opinion, part of it is it's going to be their own vested interest that's compromised, their way of life that's compromised, their own desire to stop this evil that's going to be more important than just having some paid army. Maybe a paid army can contain ISIS for a while, but it's not going to be able to win this war.
I don't know. So I'm thinking about it. We have, America has hired mercenaries in every single war we've ever fought. I don't know if people know that. We do hire mercenaries. And I think that if they are paid enough, we have enough crazy SOBs out there that would love to, you know, be trained and sent out to take on these terrorists, especially ISIS. Did you hear that ISIS is, like, now recruiting for petroleum engineers? These folks.
Of course they would.
And not only that, they just...
But Leon, we can speculate on things that probably may or may not happen. The most important thing for us is to become prepared in a way that's going to help our citizenry and to be able to have some sort of retaliation or action should it come to our own country, to our own grid, to our own way of life. We can't worry about if they're hiring petroleum engineers. We need to be able to free up the pipelines in Canada, make better deals with Mexico, continue to work with states like North Dakota, Texas, and Oklahoma, California, that can make our own fuel and gas opportunities to make our energy sufficient and secure. I think we have to be smart and not panic. But I am concerned that the threat must have been so terrible that this president had to act. I don't think he would do it only on votes alone. And you notice the fear from other countries who, other than the ones who were actually threatened, to get engaged with us.
Right. And so what would your, I mean, outside of using our own oil to be energy, well, our own energy here in America and other allied countries to be energy independent and kind of shoring up our defenses here at home, how would you, if you were president of the United States, how would you address the ISIS problem?
Well, you know, you and I talked about some of this, and some of it is immediate action, you know, like making sure that we know where people are. We want to know that people...
Oh, Blanquita, the time is so short. It's so brief. We got to do longer segments or something. Thank you for weighing in on the Common Sense Club. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Christmas time in New York City is magical. Hi, friends, I'm Scott Hinman, host of What's on Your Mind on this very radio station. Honored to be hosting with the North Dakota Farm Bureau a trip to New York City at Christmas time. This is four nights in Manhattan at the Belvedere Hotel. This is four breakfasts, two dinners, a professional tour director, round trip, airfare, everything's included, most especially every site you need to see in New York City. The tour is amazing. A Broadway show that'll dazzle you. The Rockettes Holiday Show at Radio City Musical. I've seen it before. You can't even believe it. Since the first version in 1933, the show is a New York City Christmas tradition featuring over 140 performers. Absolutely fantastic. Hurry, space is limited. Book your seats now for a New York City Christmas with yours truly, Scott Hanna, my wife Maria, and a whole host of good folks from North Dakota. Sponsored by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Go to ndfb.org right now, but hurry, ndfb.org.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pro Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Right here on the Common Sense Club, I am your host, Leon Francis, on this sunny, sunny day here in sunny Southside Fargo, Flag Family Studios. My next guest is Ed Konechka, and he's with the University of Mary. He's the ministry director, and he's going to be speaking with us about the University of Mary this partnership with the Bismarck Catholic Diocese and the upcoming Thirst Conference that's going to be held on campus. So, welcome to the Common Sense Club, Ed.
Yeah, thank you, Leon. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. It's a beautiful morning out.
So,
I am in a very, very good, a great mood, as a matter of fact. I do want to know a little bit more about this Thirst Conference. Can you explain to us the premise of Thirst?
I can. First, the diocese did a Thirst Conference for the entire diocese, everybody in it, several years ago. And they're continuing with that theme. And so this one coming up on Saturday is for men only. So they've got the same logo, same theme. The idea that we're thirsty, it's actually very scriptural, that we have within us, you know, a thirst for God and to be who he made us to be. And so this the conference on Saturday is a men's conference only for men, I think, 16 and over. And they've got some great speakers lined up. Cardinal George, actually, from Chicago, is going to come and give a keynote and then also celebrate a Mass with us. But there's great things throughout the day. Monsignor Cheryl will be there. There's some talks on just living virtue as a man, what it means to be a godly man. So I'm coming myself, and I'm bringing my son with and looking forward to it.
Okay, and when is this again? September 27th? What time?
27th, yes. It starts at 9 o'clock. So there's 8 o'clock is registration. 9 o'clock, Monsignor Shea will give a welcome. And then there's some time for prayer, and then the talk starts. So there's several guys that are given, I just think, great talks. One is Our World Needs Catholic Heroes. Another one is the dude. Just talking about the things inside the virtues that help us grow strong and live good lives.
Wow. And it's an all-day event. I have to see if I can it's an all-day event, so I would have to see if I can, you know, have someone else filling in for me. I have to talk to Scott
yeah.
about that because I'm in Fargo. You know, I got, and it starts at 8 o'clock. I think it's awesome. And I think my son isn't 16 yet, so, but I think that I would get a lot out of this. As a matter of fact, I think that this conversation about two men and around men is a past due, as a matter of fact. I think we all need, and it's as you say, we're all thirsting. We are.
Yep.
We don't know, some of us. Don't understand our godly roles, our God-given roles as men, and this is open to all denominations, right?
Absolutely. You know, when you talked about your own son, I'm bringing my son. He's actually only 15. Come in, and the reason is I was actually at a conference, a men's conference, 25 years ago in Rockford, Illinois, and I remember still the speakers. I remember the conversations that took place, and I reflect on this. So my hope is that guys who come on Saturday have that same experience, that things happen on Saturday within them, right? That help them, and that they're remembering long down the road, looking back and saying, well, that conference shaped me, informed me. That's what I'm hoping for my son.
I don't know what I was looking at. I kind of crossed. I got my dates crossed. I thought this was on a Thursday, but you're right. It's on a Saturday, so I can attend. 8 to 5:30. Host a great speaker. So I come there, and I know you touched on this just a little bit. I come there. I bring my son. We're there at 8 o'clock. When we leave at 5:30, 6 o'clock, what will we leave there with?
I hope encouragement, for one thing. You know, I think that I'm not sure what you would, if you'd agree with me, but the world right now, I don't think it's great in lifting guys up to be who we're made to be.
I agree.
There's a lot of examples that are not what we want to be. And so we're going to hear from speakers, I think some things laid out for us in terms of a challenge. But we're also going to be sitting among, I think right now the council is around 600 other men who are after the same thing. And that in itself, we walk out, we're going to be walking out the doors with other guys that are going in the world saying, yeah, that's who I want to be. You know, and the perfect thing would be if we have somebody that we know who's going to down the road go, hey, how's that going? Because the challenge is hard, and you know, the world isn't encouraging us to be great men. So I hope people hear a great message, and then something inside them goes, you know what, that's who I want to be, and we leave encouraged, and maybe with vision.
Yeah, a couple of other asides. Can you tell us a little bit more about Cardinal Francis?
Well, I'm kind of excited to hear him because he's my cardinal. I'm actually from Chicago originally.
Okay.
And he's been guiding the – I should know the year he came, but he's been responsible for the Diocese of Chicago for a good number of years now. And so I've gotten to see him as a Chicago native, watching his leadership, his pastoral care. He's been kind of heroically fighting cancer for a while. And that story, he's been public with it, sharing his own struggles, how he's facing it. Its impact on his life, and I think that he's been given a witness to that. How to handle that, how to hit it head on, and still strive to be everything he may be. Like, he hasn't backed down on his ministry, he hasn't backed down on his message, and I think he also has a very clear voice on. He speaks with clarity on mission, on our purpose, on virtue. So I'm excited to get him. I actually haven't heard him speak in quite a while because I live up here now. So I'm looking forward to that. Probably my highlight of the day is to hear him speak.
And that's the Men's Conference Thirst 2014, Saturday, September 27th, from 8 o'clock in the morning till 5:30. And that's at the University of Mary at McDowell Activity Center. So I sit and a lot of times I'm in conversation with guys and most of the guys that I am friends with and I associate with, they are men of faith. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking how thirsty we must be as men, especially in a environment that's kind of hostile to anything that has anything to do with a faith, or as a matter of fact, with men in general. We see this not only the demonization of what it means to be masculine, but I don't believe that men understand that their godly role in society either. So I'm really looking forward forward to, and maybe you can clarify this too, of getting coming to a healthy, accurate knowledge of what my purpose is as a male, as a God-fearing male in society. That's what I'm hoping to leave with.
Yes. Yep. The thing is that what happens, I think, is once we get that vision, once we understand who God's calling us to be, I think we have an easier time discerning the bad messages of the world, the false messages. You know, if we don't know, then and the world says this is who a guy should be, well, that's who a guy should be because we don't know the difference. So I think conferences like this, they help us say, well, this is who I want to be. So when those other messages come along, we can say, no, that's not who I'm called to be. And I can see the why to that.
How many young guys do you think are going to be in attendance? Because I believe that this message should really target the young guys, the younger guys.
Well, I'll tell you something that's pretty exciting for me. There will be some young men, some college age guys. I know that for a fact because I get to work with them here at UMary. And there's actually there's a very strong core of young men on our campus. We have a thing called the St. Joseph's Floor. And that's a group of guys, an intentional living community. And so they choose to live in this particular residence hall because this is what they want. So they're actually living some of this year-round. And they're men of service. There's actually a group called the Knights of Virtue. So this is guys who get together just to talk about living virtue. And these are all college students. And they're living a different life, I think, than students on a lot of other campuses. And that's I'm excited to be here. I walk with them daily. You know, they're coming to daily mass, they're in the chapel praying daily, and I know that they put this on their calendar. So I think if you come on Saturday, you're going to get to see some of these outstanding young men at the University of Mary, and they're going to be an encouragement in themselves.
And I think that's great because all too often we see these examples of men that are not godly at all and are the absolute worst example for my kids. And I have two sons. They're at Shanley and Sullivan, and I'm hoping, you know, they get a lot more, you know, from that education than even I am able to give them. But I want them to be godly men. I want them to know their place in society. As role models, as, you know, but basically men that walk in faith and pretty much the best version of what a man should be. I that's what I hope my sons get out of their education there at Shanley and Sullivan. And so bringing them to the Thirst Conference, I'm hoping that they will be able to interact with other young men because the examples they see on TV is not the example that I want in their head at all. As a matter of fact, that kind of scares me as a father, you know, that we have, you know, sports guys and politicians and my kids will be looking at them going, well, that's what a guy's supposed to be. That's what a guy's supposed to, that's how he's supposed to behave and this and that. No, absolutely not, man. So I think that this Thirst Conference is an awesome, awesome resource for young men and for even, do you guys plan on having like something like this, like a conference like this for even the younger demographic of boys?
You know, that's a great question, and I got to be honest, Leon, I don't know the answer, only because this is in partnership with the diocese, and so we're hosting it, but the diocese put it together. I think it's a question that's worth asking. My own background is actually in youth ministry, so I work with high school students.
Good.
And I know it's a very important message there as well. You know, they're in their formative time, and they're getting the same messages. So I think I don't have the answer, but I think it's something that's definitely needed.
Absolutely. I think the younger we can reach these guys, the better. I mean, it's got to be not something that, you know, hey, this is a cool little fad to go through here. It's got to be a way of life. And if it's not a way of life, then we're kind of spinning our tires. It's the same mindset of, you know, these, in my opinion, you know, these new diet fads that come out. Oh, they're great for a short amount of time. It's got to be a way of life. Thank you for coming on the Common Sense Club and telling us a little bit more about the Thirst Men's Conference, Saturday, September 27th at the University of Mary McDowell Activity Center. Hopefully, I'll see you there. We'll be right back.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
So don't forget, this Saturday, September 27th, from 8 o'clock to 5:30, University of Mary, McDowell Activity Center. This is the men's conference, the Thirst Conference 2014. If for no other reason, I mean, seriously, I'm sitting here, I'm thinking about, you know, my sons and the examples of male role models they see on TV and sports and politics. I mean, across the board. I'm looking at what they have to look at, have to a reference when they're thinking about male role models. I don't like what I'm seeing. And I think we need to reach them as young as possible, because we know as young kids, you know, if you remember when you were young, a young buck, running around, some of your idols were, you know, baseball stars, football stars, that sort of thing. And we see that those folks are not the best role models for our kids. I'm thinking about this Thirst Conference, and I'm thinking about these good folks re-enlightening guys on what it means to what their roles are as men, their God-given roles, and if they're walking with faith or in faith, what their roles as men are. I think that is sorely needed today. And so I hopefully I'll see you there Saturday, September 27th. 8 o'clock, and it's a full slate. I mean, it's a full day there from 8 until 5:30, and tons of great speakers there. You can go to thebismarckdiocese.com and check it out. The men's conference Thirst 2014. So check it out, and hopefully I will see you there. Now, I do want to revisit this, and I want this conversation not to just stop when the Common Sense Club is done here. I want it to carry over into what's on your mind. What do you think about O'Reilly's his brainstorm, his brainchild, I'll say, to hire mercenaries? Now, we have done this. We have hired mercenaries, America has, in every single war we've ever fought. So it's not unprecedented. The thing that will be unprecedented is this coalition that Obama is trying to build. That's what's going to pay for it. And anyone that wants protection would have to chip in. To train, to, you know, for transportation, for logistics, that sort of thing. And if you don't pay, you get no help. I, for one, am sick and tired of us, you know, America, going into wars, helping countries out, and not getting a dime in return. We have expended a lot of blood and treasure across this globe, and for what? If we have a vested interest in, you know, protecting some asset or some country, or coming to the aid of one of our allies and that sort of thing, and we're expending all of this money and this blood and treasure, I think we should be compensated. I do. I mean, you don't go out and get the best trained and equipped army for absolutely nothing, in my humble opinion. So I think it's a good idea. And again, they'd be trained by us, by our special forces here. They'll be quickly deployed anywhere there's a terrorist hotspot, and we would go in there, root them out, and destroy them. And I think it's a great, great idea. I welcome your thoughts on this matter. 855-217-76, extension 2, it's you live on air and into the conversation. And again, I hope that this conversation does not stop at 9 o'clock. I'm hoping that it carries over into what's on your mind. And I will be listening. So hopefully, we get a little traction on this. What do you think? That's O'Reilly's take on it. That's what he wants to do. And I think it's a brilliant, brilliant idea. Stay tuned, because Scott and Todd in the 9 and 10 o'clock hour. Well, and for one story in particular, the Eddy County sheriff, I really want you guys to tune in for that, because, again, you have to ask yourself, and especially with the conversation in America that's going on now, we often conflate two issues, discipline with abuse. And I think that it's a disingenuous to do that. I think that especially now, we need folks with clear minds to take over this conversation. Because in my humble opinion, when you conflate those two issues, physical discipline with abuse, you actually disenfranchise and belittle kids that are actually abused. You take resources away from kids that are actually abused, and you, like this Eddy County Sheriff, Brandon, a year and a half, he's fighting this thing. Think about all the resources tied up in that. A year and a half, $30,000, and for what? Well, that's what's on my mind. Scott and Todd are going to want to know what's on yours right after this. So stay tuned, Flag Family Radio. Stay tuned for Scott and Todd right after this break.
Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny of financing for 3 years, plus, there's more, a 2 year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, BillsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to Phil'sGang.com, Phil'sGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.